Hi, it's Melissa Moore, and welcome to Mile High Magazine. So thrilled to have you with us and looking forward to this conversation today with Imani Williams with Bella Boutique. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me a little bit. First off, let's get the basics. What is Bella Boutique?
Bella Boutique is a nonprofit that provides free formal wear, shoes, and accessories to low-income teens in the area. So we support those that need help getting ready for homecoming and prom and can't afford to go otherwise.
So this is a busy time of year for you, you're saying?
This is a very busy time of year. Everybody is getting their prom dress.
And they're so expensive. I was out at the mall and saw some of them, and I was like, wow, they have really gotten pricey.
When I was in high school, I think my prom dress probably cost about $300. And that's just insane for one day.
For one day.
It's really an incredible thing that we get to do. Getting to give them a free dress and cut out that cost and make it accessible.
Yeah, I love that. So tell me about how this vision for Bella Boutique started and when it started.
Yeah, so it started back in 2014. Our founder's name is Tia Hunsberger. And basically, she created this to help area teens. We started with a very small amount of students, and I think our very first opening day, we had 14 students in a gymnasium. Mm-hmm. So it really was just a small mission to help a few students, and it has completely grown.
And why did she feel the need to start this at Bella Boutique?
So she worked in pageants, and she kind of saw this gap. She was in an area where she was getting to, you know, have the nice dresses and do all the fun things, and started to kind of branch out into the community and just see, you know, there's a gap there. Mm-hmm. And people are struggling getting to do this, you know, basic high school experience. And so she wanted to kind of bridge that gap and make that change.
And this started, what, 10 years ago? Is that right?
Yes, 10 years ago. We're celebrating our 10-year anniversary.
So tell me, how does this work? Do you have a store? What does this look like?
Yeah, so we have a shop right now in the Denver area, kind of Denver Lakewood area. And we have over 2,000 dresses. So we have quite the selection. And how it works is students sign up for appointments, and we pair them one-on-one with a personal shopper, and the personal shopper helps them pick out their dress. And so we walk around with them and make sure the dress fits and help them try on all the dresses. And in the end, they walk out with, you know, a beautiful dress and brand new shoes and accessories and everything that they could need to go to prom and homecoming.
Oh my gosh, how fun is that? I mean, the personal shoppers must love it.
It is so much fun. Our volunteers are incredible. Everybody that volunteers with us absolutely loves it. We just have such an incredible team, and so many of the volunteers come back over and over again because they just absolutely adore it.
I bet. Okay, so you have a place and they make appointments, kind of like wedding dress shopping, it sounds like, where you make an appointment, you go in, you have somebody help you and find the dress. And I would assume that you've got to have dresses of all different sizes too for being able to offer so many dresses to so many women.
So we have dresses from size 0 to 30 plus. So we have quite the range. We really have, I'm really proud of us this year because our selection has really grown, and especially, you know, our plus size dress options have really grown. And so we have a great selection. I mean, the best that we've ever had. And so many of the dresses are new or only worn once. People donate their dresses, and we just are so lucky with the selection that we have.
I love that. So tell me about that. How do you get these dresses, especially the new ones?
Yeah. So a lot of times, most of our dresses are donated by, you know, people that just hear about us and say, hey, I had a bridesmaid dress that I wore once, or I went to an event that I only had this dress one time, and they donate it to us. So everything is, you know, pretty much brand new or only worn once or twice. And then during COVID, we had a huge donation through Macy's, actually, when they were unable to sell their dresses.
Oh.
And we got over 2,000 dresses from them. So
oh my gosh.
That really gave us a huge selection and of a bunch of brand new dresses.
Right. I was going to say that had to give the organization just such a huge boost.
Absolutely. I mean, we are so lucky with that. And the nice thing about it is now we can kind of say, you know, okay, we don't have, you know, if this size doesn't fit, we might have it in another size, which
right.
we've never been able to do before, which is really, really nice. So,
I was going to say, that is so exciting. Now, what about if something doesn't fit right or needs alterations? How do you handle that?
Yeah, so what we try to do is we really try to get the dress to fit walking out the door.
Okay.
And that's a big part of our mission with working with our volunteers, because a lot of these students can't afford alterations.
Sure. Oh, it's
and
expensive.
So we want to make sure that they're walking out the door in a dress that fits them.
Mm-hmm.
And the other piece of it is we are really big on not focusing on the size. So when students walk in, we kind of just guess and point them in the direction that we kind of think would work best, and then kind of go through trial and error until we find the size that fits best.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a really big emphasis on not focusing on that number, because dress sizes can be really daunting. They can be really, really hard, and everything kind of fluctuates when it comes to dress sizes. So,
I was going to say, especially formal dress sizes.
Especially formal dress sizes. So our students, you know, we don't need them to worry about what number, you know,
yep.
size dresses is. We just want to make sure they're walking out in a dress we feel confident in and are excited to show off.
I love that. So tell me then about the shoes and the accessories. I mean, that's another huge piece of a young woman going out and going to homecoming or prom.
Definitely. We have, I mean, again, we are just, our shop is in the best place that it has been in ever. And we have a huge selection of brand new jewelry. We have a huge selection of shoes ranging in all sizes. We have heels, we have flats, we have purses. We even have people that donate, you know, skincare products if, you know, they don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
So we really try to cover all the bases so that there's nothing that our students have to go out and shop for on top of getting the dress.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds incredible. Where are you getting some of the new jewelry and shoes and things like that?
We have amazing people that donate. You know, we had a previous board member that donated a bunch of new jewelry. We have people that host dress drives or jewelry drives and collect jewelry throughout, you know, their neighbors and coworkers and friends and donate it to us. So we kind of get it from all over.
Wow. I mean, I love how so many women in the community come together to support these young women and give them this special night.
It really is a huge community thing. I mean, everybody really comes together. It's so beautiful and so exciting, and I just could go on and on. I love our mission. I started as a volunteer, and I just fell in love with what we do. I mean,
yeah.
it really does make a difference. And for a lot of our volunteers, you know, they're coming in having been in a similar situation where they couldn't afford a dress. And so now they're taking the time to give back and, you know, support students through finding their dress.
Mm-hmm.
So it just is such a community event. And every prom and homecoming season, we just have an incredible group of students. We have an incredible group of volunteers, and we just love what we do.
Well, tell me about your volunteers and about donations that you need. How can we as the community continue to help you?
Yeah, so to volunteer, it's super easy. If you head to our website, bellaboutiquedenver.org, you can sign up to volunteer for one of the volunteer shifts, and that will make it so that you're a personal shopper for the students. And then the best way to kind of help aside from that is doing dress drives, you know, talking to your neighbors, collecting items, and bringing them in for donation. That is a huge help for us. And then, of course, you know, any financial donations are equally as helpful. It takes about $150 to dress a student from head to toe. And so if we can, you know, get that covered, that helps us, you know, get some new dresses, and especially, you know, for those sizes that are a bit harder to fill, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah. So for women that have cocktail dresses and nice formal wear that they're not going to wear again, are there sizes that you need more than others? Are there styles? What is it that you need, like, specifically, I guess, when it comes to dresses?
Yeah. So really, we need 16 plus size dresses. That is where we have the hardest time filling. So anything 16 plus is really, really helpful to us. We will take long or short dresses as long as they're formal. And we really take all different styles because students want all different types of styles.
Right.
There's no particular, you know, style that we need, but just formal wear, you know, cocktail dresses are great as well. Just something that would fit for homecoming or prom.
Tell me too about this Amazon wish list that you have and how people can help out.
Yeah. So we recently, finally, created an Amazon wish list that is up on our website, and it's super easy. You just choose one of the dresses that we have posted, and it ships to our PO box. And all of those dresses are 18, 20 plus size dresses.
Okay.
So that is a huge, huge help for us. And it's even something that I need to go back and add more dresses because people have been so great and filling out and taking all the dresses off of our list, which is beautiful.
That is incredible. So it sounds like you yourself are quite busy. Are you in need of more volunteers?
We are always in need of volunteers. We love having volunteers. And like I said, if you head to our website, it's super easy to sign up. We have a ton of shifts open. And like I said, we're open homecoming and prom season.
Okay.
And on average, we help over 500 students. We're projected to help, I think, over 550 students with prom season, not even homecoming included, just prom season. So we definitely need the volunteers.
And how do students find out about Bella Boutique?
Yeah. So we reach out to the schools. That's one of the ways that we get students. We post on social media, but the biggest thing is we send out an email to our list of schools, and they tell their students, okay, it's this time of year again, and come get your dresses.
Yeah. And how do you, because I know there's always that sense of dignity and you want to empower the girls. How does that play a part in Bella Boutique?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, we really want this to feel like any other shopping experience. We are the only 501c3 like this that has a storefront where people get to shop like their peers. It really is just come on in, have this positive experience. I always say, you know, I wish that I had this sort of experience when I was shopping for a dress because it just is so unique and so special and so fun. And a lot of people don't experience it unless, you know, they're wedding dress shopping.
Right.
Having that one-on-one.
Yes. I was just thinking the same thing. I mean, that reminds me of when I shopped for my wedding dress, that one-on-one experience and having somebody help me find the right size and not get hung up on the number because formal dresses and wedding dresses are so different, you know.
Exactly.
It's a whole thing. I know.
It absolutely is. And, you know, we train the volunteers when they come in. So you don't have to have any formal experience. And the biggest thing we just push is, you know, make these students feel good. This is a fun day for them. We want them to have a great time. We want them to feel confident and really just enjoy this time.
Yeah, which I think is so incredibly special. What is your goal? What is your vision for Bella Boutique, Imani?
That is a really great question. You know, we are celebrating 10 years and we just are trying to get ourselves in the best financial position and the best position with our dress selection. And like I said, we really have grown to be the best version of ourselves. And we just want to keep going with that. We want to help as many students as we can. As I said, we are projected to help around 550 for prom season. But if we can help even more than that, that would be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want to make a difference in these students' lives. And the more students we can get in, the more we can do that.
Love it. Amani Williams, Bella Boutique. Let's give that website out one more time for folks that want to volunteer, donate, whatever it is. What is the website?
BellaBoutiqueDenver.org.
All right, Amani, thank you so much for your time today. Incredible work that you're doing. Love hearing about it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for being here. I'm Melissa Moore. It is Mile High Magazine. Thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us. Happy Easter to you. Go out, have a blessed Sunday. Be kind to everyone, and I will see you back here next week.